This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good day, health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen for another week of very important information. We'll bring you through a lot of the studies that Ken has been looking at. We talk about some special things that I'm going through that turn out to be a pretty good lesson, I think, for most people. When we talk about stuff, I'm happy to let my HIPAA rules and regs go down the drain. I think, you ever think, Ken, that HIPAA is overdone, that there's too much control of information? I mean, I understand that people have to have privacy, but do you think does it ever cross your mind that you have to work too hard at protecting your patient's privacy?
The thought has crossed my mind, but I think just using common sense would be good, but I guess not everybody does, but it's pretty intense.
Yeah, it really is very intense, frankly, and I think it becomes foolish, especially depending on the kind of healthcare facility you're using or who you're talking to. You know, you can't do this. Well, I can't tell you that because it's HIPAA. It's too much government. All right, let's get into the usual COVID situation, because that's as the numbers change. What do we need to know here? One of the things that I think has come up as a part of our discussion this week is actually who it is that's dying and what they're dying from. That's a bad sentence because it ends with a preposition. But, you know, I don't see anyone just dying from COVID by itself. There's another problem with people who die having been influenced by COVID. But how many people do you know, maybe patients of yours? I asked the question not knowing the answer. I'd make a lousy lawyer. Are there people who are dying strictly from COVID, or isn't it true that pretty much everybody who dies has something else that complicates the COVID?
Well, I guess what you're really asking me is, do I believe the data?
The numbers.
The numbers. I guess that's what your real message to me is.
Well, but I also want to know whether that's true.
Let me ask you back. What do you think the average age of death in America is?
Right now, it's about 78.
Before COVID, what do you think?
78, 79, somewhere
in there.
Well,
you're a smart guy. 78. Yeah. What do you think the average age of someone who dies from COVID is today?
80 or more.
78.
Okay, so yeah, I think you just answered the question.
Thanks.
So we've got this whole uproar. We've got businesses destroyed, lives destroyed in the name of what?
There's an investigation in my own state, which I think is pretty enlightened, where they're coding deaths of people who had the test positive a month or more before their actual death.
Mm-hmm. I just think we've really gone over the edge here with this. And
there is some financial incentive to code the chart as a death, because the hospital does get reimbursed an extra premium if it's a COVID death.
Right.
I'm not pointing my fingers at anybody, but there is evidence, not only in my state of Florida, but in other states. I'm talking to doctors that, you know, I know a few emergency room doctors from around the country, and they say the same thing, that, you know, somebody comes in sadly with a motor vehicle accident, and they ended up having COVID, and they get coded as a COVID death. So there really is some question about the accuracy of these numbers.
Yeah, well, I think
I have friends up in New York. Their teenagers were in line waiting to be tested, and they got tired of waiting. And they signed in, they got tired of waiting, and they didn't end up getting tested. And their parents got notified in the mail. Guess what? Your kids are positive. They were never tested.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's definitely some questions with all these numbers.
Well, I think people need to hear that because everybody's all worked up because the numbers are going up again in terms of how many people are getting it. Death numbers
The death rates are going down. There are some bumps in hospitalizations right now. Much of it is in areas that haven't been hit. It seems like it wanders around. Europe may be in a second wave, but we now know how to deal with this so much better than we did in March and April. You know, we now do know that masks help. They help the spread. They help the person wearing it. We know that social distancing helps. We know that keeping our hands clean and off our face, our mouth, our nose, our eyes helps a ton. And most importantly, you know, there's never a good death. Any death is horrible. But we know the people who are vulnerable. We know that we shouldn't have elderly who are exposed be put back into the nursing home and expose the elderly. We know that the elderly, the people with chronic illness, are the ones. 99.5% of us are going to do fine or even barely know that we have this illness. We actually also now know that you're most infectious 24 to 48 hours before you have any symptoms. And we have therapeutics. We have this antibody from Regeneron that the president got that looks to be excellent. There's a report out that actually shortens the time you're in the health system, as we saw with the president. And that, I don't know why it hasn't gotten its emergency use agreement yet. It's probably politics. I bet after the election, all these things are going to be approved. Yeah. And that looks very favorable. And they've announced that it's going to be free. So it's just a matter of approving it, the monoclonal antibody. And then you have Pfizer announced after the election, they're going to announce how they're doing. They seem to be in the lead. Your neighbor, Moderna, seems to be right behind there. So I believe by the third week of November, we're going to hear about the safety and effectiveness of these phase three trials from Pfizer and then Moderna. Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca are right behind them. So then probably by the end of December, they'll be approved. By January, they'll be distributed. People, this is not self-serving, but people like myself and healthcare and the elderly will be first in line, and it'll take a second shot to get true effectiveness. 2 months after that, we'll be hopefully have adequate protection. So by February and March, the rest of the population in April will probably be getting their shots, and then you go out another month to get your second shot, and then you go out to June and July, 2 months to get your optimal protection. So we're talking about late spring, early summer next year, when most of us will finally have vaccination protection.
All right, so there's more on this. We'll talk about it in a matter of moments, and people wondering about the regular flu vaccine, not necessarily this vaccine for COVID, or what will that do for us? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. With the sale of the year, lots of different stories you can hear from people who have been, you know, under the influence of Mike Lindell, and what happens when he tells the story. You see him a lot of times in television ads. He's been interviewed a lot. I've actually asked him to come on my programs and talk about his experience. How did MyPillow come to be? Maybe you don't care. It's a great American story. Maybe all you care about is that you can buy these fabulous bed products, bed sheets, bed pillows, pillowcases, now the weighted blanket, you get towels for the bathroom. All of these great things are now available using the DJV code for half price plus free shipping. Yep, these sheets, imagine, two sets of the sheets, the Giza sheets that are fabulous. The cotton comes from Egypt, it's just the best. You get two sets for one low price, plus free shipping using the promo code DJV when you shop online. Shop at MyPillow.com.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. The fully automatic all-wheel drive system is capable of transferring 100% of available engine power to the rear wheels when necessary. The enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions, and it's the only minivan to offer all-wheel drive and stow-and-go seating and storage. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the Good Day Health program. The flu vaccines that are being administered now, a lot of people, I don't understand. I was watching some, as a matter of fact, the doctors that I've seen lately have advised me to get a flu shot, and you always advise me to get a flu shot. I've never had one in my life. I've been thinking about it, but there appears to be, if you believe the stuff on television, different types of vaccine. That is, there's one that's stronger, and the warning when you hear the ad, it's, get the shot, and then there's 87 reasons not to get it. Why are there different grades of regular flu vaccine? And will this be the case when the vaccine is established for COVID?
Well, let's just untangle this. Let's first talk about the flu vaccine. The flu vaccine...
Regular flu vaccine.
Yes, right. Yes. Yeah. It's a good idea for everybody. And I'm going to get mine this week. Mm-hmm. And we have learned from the Journal of the American Board of Family Medicine this week that people who receive the flu vaccine in the year before testing positive for COVID-19, they're nearly 2.5 times less likely to be hospitalized with a severe form of the disease than those who are not vaccinated. So it seems like the flu vaccine kind of stimulates your immune system to react to all viruses, or at least more than just the flu vaccine, the flu virus. So there is some added benefit. It's not totally protective against COVID. You're still going to need your immunization against COVID. So there's the flu vaccine, and then with regards to the flu vaccine, for those over 65, there's an option to take a stronger flu vaccine, thinking that the immune system may not be as vigorous as you're getting older. And that's why we see so many more deaths with COVID over the age of 70 than we do under the age of 70. So you have to talk to your doctor whether you need the stronger flu vaccine over the age of 65. Mm-hmm. It's a case-by-case basis.
It is. Okay. So that, but why, you can get them all at the drugstore? You have to get some from your doctor? How do people know where to get these?
It depends in your local area. But right now, much of it is being given out by your pharmacy. Ask your PCP, your primary care doctor, what their policy is, and they will tell you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So a lot of confusion. It's good because you can straighten it all out and have people know. There's so many people worried about stuff because there's so much misinformation, false information. What do they call it? Phony, fake news on this stuff. It just is incredibly. It's an indictment of our news media for sure. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to straighten out lots of things. Having studied all the medical journals this week, we'll continue with him in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dr. Ken. I lovingly refer to him as Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're going through the COVID material. I've said every week for months, I'm hoping we can get beyond the COVID material because there's so much more going on in the world of health, your well-being, but because we have been inundated with these stories, this is a perfect example in my mind. I've been on the radio for 55 years. I have never seen anything taken out of context and blown up, and the ruination that's come from the bad stories, the phony fear that's been created. Sure, it's a problem. Sure, it's bad. But doing the damage that it's done for so many people, I think, is unconscionable, especially when you go back to what Ken said a few minutes ago, the whole business of whether anybody dies just from COVID, but there are a lot of other things. Hospitals have been encouraged to say on the death certificate COVID when, in fact, it wasn't, but they get paid more money by what, Medicare or the insurance companies? Where's the money come from?
All of the above.
All of that stuff. I noticed,
but there are the numbers are increasing right now again, but
of infections, but right, not deaths.
Correct.
Yes,
slightly, but not in any way like it was before. The virus seems to have mutated, and it seems like it's more contagious but less deadly. That's what the data is showing.
Right. Write that down, everybody. More contagious, less deadly. I'm using that from now on. It's like a slogan.
And we also now know how to treat it. We have therapeutics that we didn't have, especially steroids, Decadron, this monoclonal antibody that hopefully will be approved, the one that turned President Trump's life around immediately, the one from the monoclonal antibody cocktail.
Let's talk about
Regeneron.
Eli Lilly has pulled the plug on their antibody.
Well, wait a second. Let's clarify that.
Yeah.
Let's clarify that. Eli Lilly, who's making a competing monoclonal antibody as a
Remdesivir?
That's a therapeutic that has limited value.
Okay.
That's not the antibody.
Oh, Regeneron.
Regeneron is the company that's making the antibody that President Trump received, and then he had that immediate turnaround. And Regeneron's antibody product seems to be doing very well, and they just reported additional data that it cuts medical visits, and that just came out this week. And they've applied for an emergency use authorization from the FDA, and we're waiting each day to hear. And, you know, you just wonder whether they're waiting till after the election to, but we'll still wait and see. But, but the competing company with another, therapeutic of a monoclonal antibody is the Eli Lilly. And they've had a couple of issues come up. Last week, the FDA inspectors found, that their manufacturing plant did not meet cleanliness standards, so they were temporarily closed down for that. But then again, a day or two ago, there was an announcement that one of their studies was stopped because they were using it late, when the patient was in serious condition in the hospital. And what we know with these antibodies, you got to treat early, like the president got it. He was diagnosed, and they gave it to him immediately, and that's where it's effective. So they haven't stopped the study of using Eli Lilly's product early on. What they're saying is, from the study that stopped, is that it doesn't, it's not effective once you're seriously ill.
But they've used it in combo with remdesivir.
Right, and remdesivir decreases the ability of viruses to replicate, and remdesivir is of minimal value. It gets you out of the hospital a few days earlier in some studies.
All right, more health news not focusing on COVID coming up in the next half hour of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your health care easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan, and we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Twitter continues its censorship policy against conservative views after meeting with lawmakers claiming it's not biased. Twitter suspended U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan for a post celebrating the success of the U.S. Southern Border Wall. The tweet read, "Every mile helps us stop gang members, murderers, and pedophiles from entering our country. It's just a fact." Twitter locked the account Thursday for that statement. A Colorado man, Peter Bailey, who played the lottery this spring and won $1,500, lost all of his winnings after he failed to turn the ticket in time, by 3 days, according to a report. While Bailey didn't win millions, he hoped his winnings would allow him to travel with his wife. The lottery office briefly closed due to the pandemic, Bailey said he felt uncomfortable sending it through certified mail, so he decided to wait to turn his ticket in. Colorado Lottery spokesperson Megan Dougherty said strict lottery rules are mandated by the state, and an exception could not be made for Bailey after he turned his ticket in past the deadline. USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
NASCAR heads into Martinsville Sunday. Driver Chase Elliott talks about the old-school short track being the deciding factor on who makes the championship four and who doesn't.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I think Martinsville certainly is a place that deserves to be on the schedule, and I think it deserves to have a important place on the schedule. And where it's been placed in this final 10 races over the last, heck, it's been right there towards the end of the season for a long time. So, it's been a deciding factor in who makes the final four every year since this format was implemented, if I'm not mistaken. So it's always been important, and I think rightfully so.
The Xfinity 500 race is Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern on NBC. San Francisco's 48-story Transamerica Pyramid Building was sold Wednesday for the first time in its nearly 50-year history. The players are Deutsche Finance America and New York developer Mike Chivo, purchasing the tower and complex for $650 million. It was originally listed in August of 2019 for $700 million without any takers. COVID-19 was partly to blame. Icon Insurance cut $50 million off the price tag, and part of the San Francisco skyline has new owners. When the Transamerica Pyramid was built in 1972, it was the tallest building in the area. Critics called it hideous nonsense. The 2018 completion of Salesforce Tower in downtown San Francisco at 1,070 feet makes it the big dog now. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen, working our way through the next half hour of information. Let's look at some of these other studies that you have worked on this week, Ken. A focus on colon cancer. I saw this and I wondered, this health panel proposing the tests start at age 45 now. Why would that be something? Would you recommend that? You told me to get started when I was 50 or something.
Yes, this is breaking news this week out of the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force. This is a group that has huge impact on the medical insurers, what they approve, what Medicare, all the private insurers, what they will pay for. And they're usually very, very careful, and it has to really go through rigorous testing and discussion, and they're usually very careful about any approvals because they look at cost and cost benefit a lot. And so when they approve something new, it makes big news because it will be covered going forward by all insurers, and this is not something they often do. So this week they announced that adults should be routinely screened for colorectal cancer starting at age 45 instead of the current age 50. And the move reflects a rise since the 1980s in colon and rectal colorectal cancers in Americans, with a sharper increase in younger age groups. So this is good news for saving lives.
All right, this is some good news, good medical news. Next up here, I see this study in one of the journals on coffee and green tea and the benefits, especially for people who have diabetes. How is this going to work?
This is out of BMJ Open Diabetes Research and Care this week. Doug, if you've got type 2 diabetes, and that's the one that the majority have, usually adult onset, usually associated with obesity, and you love drinking green tea or coffee, this new research suggests you may be reducing your odds of a premature death. The study found that having 4 or more cups of green tea along with 2 cups of coffee daily, it was linked with a 63% lower risk of death during the average 5-year follow-up. So this is very interesting. And why is only speculation? There are certainly good antioxidants in these products, and it is what it is. It really wasn't powered to look at the cause, and I think that will be further studied.
All right. Next up here, a couple of items about what happens with babies, and this is before and after. The thing that has affected a lot of women that I know, maybe this is becoming more of a problem, or maybe we just recognize it more, Ken, postpartum depression. And what the studies are indicating now, and that's why I prefaced it the way I did, I wonder if this is new or we're just paying more attention to postpartum depression in women.
Well, a little bit more of the latter. We didn't know the right questions to ask, and because this comes out of Pediatrics Medical Journal this week, this intense sadness, hopelessness, and anxiety among new mothers, it may last up to 3 years after childbirth, according to this new study. And I think in the past, I know when I was in medical school an ancient time ago, you know, we would think maybe up to 6 months after delivery. But we were not asking the right questions years later to diagnose this. And that's why it's now becoming so much more recognized that this issue can last up to 3 years after delivery. And that is very important for all of us to understand, because this is a real item. I mean, women have committed suicide because of this. So we have to be aware of this. We have to be sensitive to this. And we have to be asking the right questions up to 3 years. Be aware of that.
So here's another question that's from the same pew, if you will, the same wheelhouse. There is a study that I know you looked at about big babies and how they may face a risk of AFib more than the average person. Do we describe, like, I weighed 9 pounds, 2 ounces when I was born. Is that a big baby? And does that make it, because my father had AFib anyway, more, am I more at risk than others, or what's the definition, I guess, of a big baby?
What's the difference? In that study that you're referring to, it was babies above 7.5 pounds were 30% more likely to develop atrial fibrillation over a course of a lifespan, and each 1 pound above that added more risk.
So that means I'm at risk more than the average bear.
Well, there's a genetic, it's not totally genetic, but, you know, there is some genetic tendency.
Yeah.
Yes, your father. So, yes, you are at more risk. And it is a disease usually of aging. It does occur earlier, but it dramatically increases in incidence as we get older, 70, 80, 90. It becomes so much more common.
More with men than with women?
It's seen pretty well in both sexes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, one of the things that, because I'm so focused, we talked on the air about my TIA experience about a month and a half ago, what I'm taking for drugs. We've talked about that on the air, following up. What do I have to do? Who do I have to see? What do I have to know? One of the things that's concerning you is my cholesterol levels, and the statin is supposed to deal with that. Maybe there are other things that will deal with it as well, what I eat, et cetera, et cetera. I noticed that there is a cholesterol vaccine that may be in the offing. Can you explain what that's about and how would it help people like me who have issues with cholesterol, both good and bad?
Doug, this is so exciting. I'm glad you brought this up. Novartis, a Swiss company, big drug company, been around for a while. They bought another drug company about a year ago, and this company had one product called Inclisiran, and the brand name is going to be Leqvio, L-E-Q-V-I-O. The bottom line is that this is a shot you take every 6 months, and it drops your bad cholesterol by 50%. And Europe's FDA, the equivalent, the subcommittee, the committee that recommends to Europe's FDA, about a week and a half ago recommended approval. And just like in America, their FDA, their equivalent, then usually approves it. The American FDA is scheduled in December to act on this, and Novartis has met all of the safety and effectiveness requirements that the FDA set before the studies were begun on this drug. So this drug looks like it will be approved in America, I'm predicting, before the end of the year, in December, and this will amazingly change the way we can treat cholesterol. Imagine coming to the cardiology office every 6 months and getting your one shot and your bad LDL dropping by 50%. And I would imagine the internists will be giving this out also, the family doctors. And this will be an amazing change. And I imagine that we'll be starting early on. Eventually, they'll do studies looking at people in their 20s and 30s. Can you imagine? It'll change the whole course of coronary disease. He's the number one killer in strokes, the number one, the number three killer, the number
one disabled. That's good news for somebody like me. I want to delve more into that in a few moments. First, though, we'll pause for a couple of items. By the way, a reminder, the Good Day Health podcast that you can hear every week with Dr. Ken, the question about mouthwash, we talked about that last week, and it's in the podcast. Can mouthwash be a secret key to preventing the virus? That conversation and some other Ken's always very up front, if you will. We talk about mutations of COVID, that sort of thing. You get the straight story and no phony baloney stuff from Ken every week. Those of you who are new to the program, you might want to, this is a condensed version of lots of information we put together, the podcast is. That's right, Dr. Ken, he and Dr. Jack Stockwell both have podcasts at gooddayhealthshow.com. You can get the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. This Halloween, remember that for some kids, the treats can be downright frightening.
It's a very concerning time indeed for parents of children who have food allergies.
Dr. Arvind Basin says you can find common food allergens in many popular Halloween candies. And knowing which candies have potential allergens can be tough.
It's very important to remember that the fun-size candy bars, the ingredients in those are actually different than in the full-size candy bars. So it's critical for the parents to read the ingredients, because what's safe in a full-size candy bar may not be safe in a fun-size candy bar.
The Teal Pumpkin Project has made it easier for parents to identify houses that have safe alternatives for trick-or-treaters with food allergies. So this Halloween, let the spiders and cemeteries do the scaring, not the sweets. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Stats show that, believe it or not, almost 70% of families own a pet. And if you've ever owned a pet, you've certainly at one time or another lost that pet. Well, that's where Spot On comes in. Sung Vivathana is CEO.
So the Spot On Virtual Smart Fence, it's the first and only dog containment and tracking system that lets you take your dog and the Spot On system wherever you go. With our patented technology, you can easily program a containment area simply by just holding the collar with the antenna up in your hand and walk the perimeter that you intend to keep your dog contained. Now, you can do this at home, you can do it at the beach, you can do it camping, you can do it at a friend's house. Because the entire system is in a collar, and you have a smartphone app that works with the collar.
You heard right, a virtual fence. So what happens if your pet ventures past that fence? We'll have that tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen here with a return to this cholesterol vaccine. You and I have talked about a vaccine that is self-administered that I might be using. This is for people who don't react well to the regular statins or it doesn't work fast enough. Is this stuff that we're talking about, is that what this is, or is this something that's in addition to that which is maybe now available?
The injectables that we have right now, which are very effective, you have to give either every 2 or 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. And the difference with this is that you only have to give it once every 6 months. And it works by a similar ultimate pathway to dramatically lower your bad LDL by 50%. But the amazing difference is only once every 6 months. It's called Inclisiran. It's being made by Novartis. And it'll go under the brand name of Leqvio, L-E-Q-V-I-O. Look for approval of this by the American FDA probably in December, the end of December. And this will dramatically change how we treat elevated cholesterol. For people who are on statins, it's going to really change. And I think in the future, there'll be studies on younger people. Dr. Brunwald at Harvard, one of the giants in medicine, is very much in favor of this idea of getting to the youth early and dramatically dropping the bad cholesterol and dramatically changing the whole course of heart disease in America, coronary artery disease. And this is the one product that could be a huge game changer. I'm very excited about this.
How expensive is it?
Well, we don't know yet. It hasn't been approved. But the exciting thing is that Europe, who has their own FDA, the committee that acts on this and recommends, just like in America, there's a committee that recommends the FDA. And usually the FDA goes by the committee recommendations. The European committee, a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, recommended approval. So I would expect in Europe this will be approved very shortly. And again, the American FDA gave Novartis certain safety and effective guidelines before they started the study, because everyone realizes what an amazing game changer this would be of what Novartis needed to do to get approval. And Novartis, with their study, made all of the safety and effectiveness goals that the FDA set before the study started. So everybody's expecting this to be approved. To a preventive cardiologist, this is very exciting.
Well, but what are the long-term effects? That was one of the things about statin. Some places contribute to dementia, brain hardening, that kind of stuff. So how do we know what the long-term impact of this is going to be if it's just now being tested and you don't know what's going to happen in 30 years?
Well, you don't know that really for any drug you take, except if it's been around 30 years. The statins have been around since the mid-1980s in testing, so they've been around a very long time, and we know a lot about their safety. But the injectables have been on the market a little over 5 years, and they're showing great safety profiles so far. In 50 years, you just don't know. But all of the safety guidelines set by the FDA for Inclisiran have been met, and you have to risk versus benefit, and to drop your LDL 50%, and we got to keep following the safety. I mean, it's an amazing breakthrough.
Certainly something that I'm concerned about, and a lot of people are. And there seems to be, when you get a scare put in you, like if you don't do this in 10 years, you'll be dead. you do stuff that, might not have thought about before. All right, so there's the good news. It's all part of, you can hear more about it when you listen to the podcast that comes up on this information next week at GoodDayHealthShow.com. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken. Here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Three past the hour, time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronos here. I'm Doug Steffen. First question has to do with Jeff Bridges, who shared with us in the past week or so that he has a diagnosis of lymphoma. And so one would wonder whether this is Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's, and which is the more troublesome of the two. If you're told you have non-Hodgkin's, is that better than Hodgkin's? Because I know there's one that's kind of a death sentence and one that you can get over with, I guess, a lot of work. So what's the story here?
All right, a lot of questions to unpack here. Give me a second. So lymphoma, Doug, it's a cancer that affects the lymph system or tissues and organs that produce, store, and carry white blood cells that help fight infections. Very important during these times. And there are two kinds of lymphoma, Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Treatment of lymphoma usually involves chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation therapy, a bone marrow transplant, or some combination of these. A specialized treatment called chimeric antigen receptor T-cell therapy is also used in some patients, which utilize patients' germ-fighting T-cells, which are infused back into the patient's body after being engineered to fight lymphoma. The five-year survival rate for all people with Hodgkin lymphoma is 87%, and people with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma is 72%. During his six decades of acting, Bridges, you know, he starred in over 70 films, including True Grit, Seabiscuit, King Kong, so it's a big loss. He was, you know, a special guy, and it is what it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold a good thought. Next up, the prescription head lice lotion. that has gotten approval. We were talking about FDA approval of various things. What's the process here? And how many people need to use this thing? How many people have? It seems like head lice should be something from the Middle Ages.
Oh, my, there's millions of kids, young kids, you know, down to 3 to teenagers each year who have this. And mom and dad, you have young kids, you know how common this is. And the nice thing is you don't need a prescription anymore. There's now Sklice, S-K-L-I-C-E lotion. It got approval this week for over-the-counter use. You don't need the prescription anymore.
All right. It's called Sklice, S-K-L-I-C-E. Sklice lotion. Okay, got that. Next up, dealing with daylight savings time. A lot of people are not easily adjusting to this. One wonders why we don't do it like Arizona does and just eliminate daylight savings time. But the practical side of this weekend is we focus on the clocks changing. What is it that people ought to be doing? Is this a medical problem or is this just something that's psychological? That is, 1 hour less sleep or 1 hour more sleep, depending on the end of the clock that you're working on and whether it's now or March.
I think this is a real thing because your own internal clock gets a little pushed and pulled. And I saw a poll that over 2/3 of the American population wishes we wouldn't do this. We would just stay on one clock all year.
Right.
Because I think all of us feel the change. And we're going to gain an hour of sleep this coming weekend. So we might feel a little bit better about it. But we're going to pay for that next spring. And it's not comfortable when we lose it. So in my humble opinion, I would vote to just keep it one clock all year, but what do I know?
Well, you know a lot because you have your own cardiology clinic. By the way, Dr. Kent practicing down in Central Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. And you can reach out to Kent anytime. Telemedicine is big now. People like listening to him on the various programs that I do with him. He's available all the time. You can call down to the office. And because of his gentle nature and his knowledge, people flock to him for help. 352-735-1400 for Kent at Lake Cardiology. So let's just, the final question has to do with the, what they call seasonal affective disorder, the SAD business, the winter blues, people getting into that. How will that be different is the question during the pandemic.
Oh, it will be there. Mental illness is huge right now because of the pandemic. Anxiety, stress, depression, huge. And I think it'll just amplify the whole thing.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's something seasonal. You're called sad. I've experienced it, I think. I just don't like going into the cold darkness of winter. All right, so there are some answers to some practical and important questions from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.